Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're going to be talking about in the extra hour about this church in Mississippi that they have a couple that was attending their church but wasn't, quote, a member, which we believe that, you know, either you are the church or you're not. You're either a believer or you're not. And you can't, right. If you're not a believer, you can join the roster all you want to in whatever group that's meeting. You're still not a part of the church. Mm-hmm. But if you're a believer, if you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you've made Jesus the Lord of your life, you are the church. Therefore, we are the church. Mm-hmm. You know,
that's right.
And we're going to be talking about this black couple went to get married at the church that they were not attending regularly, but they were meeting with a pastor and all to be able to marry them. And the church, this is crazy, but it's being obviously uncovered. This needs to be dealt with. This is what Derek was talking about. And this is what John and I will be talking a little bit about some other things. But they would not marry them in this building.
Right. All right.
Give me a moment. Because they were black. Because they were black. Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
That is so crazy. My heart dropped when I heard that. I thought, oh, they're crushed. Mm. You just crushed them.
Terrible.
You just crushed their hearts. You know, and so we're going to be talking about this. We're going to talk about this. And I believe that it's happening for a day as this to be able to show us that it ain't working. The present day expression, if you can call the police on your brother that's in the parking lot praying because you think he's looking in your cars like Derek said, or, you know, you can not marry somebody because your brother and your sister and the Lord, you know, because they... the color of their skin, and you actually talk to people like it's normal. You know? I mean, not only is it horrific, and we're going to talk about this in the extra hour, but you got to catch the extra hour today. Not only is it horrific what's been done, it's the fact that you talk to people as if it's normal. You talk to people, you try to explain it as if it's a normal conversation instead of saying, "We've sinned, we've done wrong, we actually sold out, we sold out to man, the fear of man over the fear of God." We rejected one of his little ones, you know, if they're believers, you know, rejected them for man, the fear of man, you know, that the word is we're going to talk about, that they said that he would lose his job if he did that, you know, and it's like, oh my goodness. So you got to join us in the extra hour. Mm. You know, obviously we have something to say about that because you got to put yourself in their shoes. You know, you got to put yourself in their shoes and understand whatever you did to the least of these of mine, you did it to me. Mm. And if they are believers, you know, you did that to Jesus. That was Jesus. Mm-hmm. And they were wanting to get married and do what's right in their relationship. And I don't know anything about their history. We'll actually have a segment where we're hearing them talk about what happened. But it's just horrific. But, you know, even though it's horrific, it happened. You know, we got to quit saying, well, it's horrific. Let me just cover my face. No, we got to understand if we don't deal with those issues, if we don't deal with that, we're dividing ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, we're dividing ourselves. And so we'll be talking about that in the extra hour. Well, you know, here we are. We are faced with what's taking place in a church gathering in Mississippi. I don't know if you heard about that. And it's a First Baptist Church in Crystal Springs. And a couple, Charles and Tiandre Wilson, a black couple, wanted to get married in a church that they attended regularly. But they weren't a member of it, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, because we believe that, you know, you either are the church or you're not the church. You can't join the church by signing your name on a roster or doing a membership card. But you can recognize the church. You can recognize that somebody is in the body of Christ. You can recognize if they're a believer or not.
Right.
And if they are, then you just relate accordingly. They're a brother and sister in the Lord. I mean, you just accept those who God's accepted. And, but either way, here they are, they're attending this church off and on, I guess. And, the pastor's working with them and, to get married, I guess, as premarital counseling, I guess.
Sure.
And all of a sudden, he's going to marry them in the church they're attending.
All right.
You know, the building they're attending. And somebody in the building tells them, if you marry this black couple in this church, we're going to fire you.
What?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm like, oh, what? My goodness. What have you created that the Satan could hold somebody like that and they could be in your midst and they were there that long?
Exactly.
When that man that was held, whoever that man or woman was in your presence that long, were held that captive by that kind of demon spirit,
mm-hmm.
and you didn't even know it, and you fellowshipped with that spirit,
right.
and then all of a sudden you gave into it. You gave into it when this black couple, Christian brother and sister in the Lord, you was going to get married in their church that they're regular attending that you're counseling, and then this is what they did. They actually take them. They says, "Listen, to appease the people who was complaining, I am just shocked. I am devastated for this couple." But you know what? We need to know this. We need to know it. And we need to say this is wrong, right? We need to stand up. We need to speak up, right? We need to speak up. And so he said, "Listen, I'll marry you in a church, a building up the street."
Oh my goodness.
I'm like, oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness. Remember, listen to this report. I'll be right back. Listen up.
Good evening. It was to be their big day, but a Jackson couple says a church in which they were planning to wed turned them away because of race.
Well, now the couple wants answers, and the church pastor is questioning the mindset of some of the members of his congregation who caused the problem in the first place. David Kenny has our top story.
They had set the date, printed up, and mailed out all the invitations, but the day before wedding bells were to ring for Charles and Tiandria, they say they got some bad news from the pastor.
Congregation had decided that no black couple could be married at their church.
Hold on a minute. You understand what he just said? This is Charles talking. The congregation had decided. This dude's like, oh my goodness. The congregation has decided there would be no black couples married at the church.
This is wow.
Listen up here.
Could be married at their church. And then if he went on to have to marry us, then they would vote him out and he would be put out of the church.
Listen, we have got to stand up. You should have said, hello, I don't want to even be here. If you guys are not going to follow God, I don't even belong here. I'm a shepherd of God's sheep, not of Satan's wolves.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's a wolf. You know? That's crazy. Oh my goodness.
That's horrific.
Are you serious? It's like, oh my goodness. And this couple is so calm about it.
I know.
Yeah, they're so calm about it. And these are ones that they sat beside and which is not, you know, it's not, we got to face this reality. You know, we've been talking about, let's just finish listening to Charles.
They would vote him out and he would be put out of the church.
The Wilsons were trying to get married at the predominantly white First Baptist Church of Crystal Springs, a church they attend regularly but are not members of.
We couldn't have the wedding at the church. He had people in the sanctuary that was pitching a fit about us being a black couple. I mean, I didn't like it at all because I wasn't brought up to be racist.
And I'm just like, Tiandre's like, what meanest thou this? Are you serious?
Exactly. Right.
How long has this demon been sitting around here that you're gonna tolerate this thing? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Jesus is shocked.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it crazy? Listen up.
I was brought up in the church all my life to love and care for everybody.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Church pastor Dr. Stan Weatherford says he was taken by surprise by what he calls a small minority against the black marriage at the church.
This was had never been done here before, so it was setting a new precedence.
It has never
been done.
Amazing.
What really? Have we done? What have
really?
We done? You know, it's so important. This is really important. If all you've been doing is hanging out with you and your few, you're gonna have to get out about a little bit. It's the world
That's
is
right.
broader than you. It's broader than your thought, it's broader than your ethnicity, it's broader than your gender. It's broader than your economy. It's broader than your nation. I mean, that is, you know, that's like, oh my goodness. That was somebody that got some serious Mississippi tunnel vision. You know, from 17, whatever. Listen up.
And there were those who reacted to that.
Of course, if somebody reacted to that. And this is the pastor talking there.
Because of that.
Weatherford went on and performed the wedding at a nearby church.
But I didn't want.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that?
Wow.
Oh my gosh. Gave into it.
With you know, what he would have lost was his job.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? What an honor. What an
exactly.
honor to be thrown out of a city because you were honoring God.
Exactly. That's right.
You know, I don't know if this couple was a Christian or not or what's going on, but there were regular attenders there. It's a Baptist church. And,
they were
and he
counseling
was
them.
He was counseling
them.
He was counseling them and all that. And it's like, you know, what an honor that would have been. What a badge of honor. to be thrown out of your church because you said, you get out of this church. Wow. Matter of fact, I don't even know why you're even here. And said that to the ones that are carrying on, because the church is people. It's not a building. You could have been in a coffee shop and that encounter could have happened. It would have been easy to deal with in a coffee shop, because the fact is you would have said, it's you, not the building. But now we define it as a building. It's kind of hard. How do you get the virus? How do you get the mold out the walls, right?
Right.
So let's listen up. Listen up. This is more.
Wedding at a nearby church.
But I didn't want to have that.
Weatherford went on and performed the wedding at a nearby church.
But I didn't want to have a controversy within the church, and I certainly didn't want a controversy to affect the wedding of Charles and Teandria. I wanted to make sure that their wedding day was a special day.
After months of planning, the newlyweds say they had no choice but to go through with the wedding at the new location, but they still can't understand why a church would ban their wedding because of race.
I blame First Baptist Church and Crystal Springs. I blame those members who knew and called themselves being Christians and didn't stand up.
Church officials say they welcome any race into their congregation. They now plan to hold internal meetings on how to move forward should this situation reoccur.
I was prepared to just go ahead and do the wedding here, just like it was planned and just like we had agreed to. I was just looking for an opportunity, an option to be able to address a need within our congregation and at the same time minister to them.
In Crystal Springs, David Kenny, WLBT News.
When you think about it, you know, this is a simple resolution.
Right.
You look at what God says.
Exactly.
And you do it.
Mm-hmm. It's not hard, is it?
It's not that complicated. And the thing is that stuff doesn't just happen. You know, and we have to discern those things that are amongst us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I mean, my heart just breaks for Charles and Teandre. I mean, the devastation they must have felt.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, and it makes me think of Derek. You know, it makes me think of Derek. You know, and this is the whole. This is where we're going with it. Is the fact is that kind of expression that you can sit as strangers, that somebody can hit you personally while you're sitting on a pew next to them, and act like they love you until it comes time to doing Christ-like things with you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, unless you eat on my plate and you drink from my glasses, you know, I don't trust you yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
exactly.
I'm going to fix you up a little something. You just watch them. You just watch them. It's like, I don't see. I want to see what's up. And that, you know, you eat together. When you eat people's food together, it's part of knowing them and all that, and spending time with them. But just showing up once a week or twice a week, if you're really a dedicated, you know, building expression person, that you can, you can be that way out of the middle of nowhere, because you didn't have to depend on each other. You're just not getting to know each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when Jesus is looking you square in the face, you're calling him Satan.
Mm-hmm.
They were in the building. Was the Pharisees and the Sadducees had it all figured out, and they looked and they said, this can't be God because he's in the streets despite everything that's going on. And so they looked at Jesus square in the face and they called him Beelzebub. They called him Satan. And he says, whatever you do to the least of these of mine, you've done it unto me. And I'm thinking about, you know, Derek, you know, you got to go back and hear about Derek's situation. You see it on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com. But he was in the parking lot praying in the parking lot. It's not funny, but it's so funny. It's not funny at all. I mean, you know.
Right.
And he's been sitting by this lady. He's a black guy. She's a white woman.
Mm-hmm.
And they both go to the same building, and they both sat by each other maybe 10 inches apart for 5 years. And Derek's like, what, 6'4", 180 pounds?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
No, in excess of 200 pounds.
Yeah.
And he's a large, and he's just a kind young man.
With a big smile.
Oh, he's a beautiful man. I mean, he really is. I just love Derek. And so he's somebody you would just recognize. He said, we worshiped the same Jesus. We sang the same songs. We raised our hands together. We heard the same messages. We even fell under the power of God on the same carpet beside each other. He said, but you can find Derek, actually Derek telling this on the Torch, the VFN Torch. But so he's in the parking lot praying, and he's pacing back and forth, or just in the parking lot praying. I don't know if he's pacing back and forth or not. But so this lady who sat beside him for 5 years calls the police and says, there's a black male in our parking lot peeking in the car windows. I'm like, oh my goodness, no, you didn't. As a matter of fact, we got to pull that up. See if you can pull up pull that up so while we're on here. But but yeah, that's exactly what happens. They call the police on Derek, you know, and Derek is so kind, just like this couple. They're just I just so admire people of color that are Christians, that how they put up with so much junk sometimes, and they're so merciful and so willing to forgive.
And Christ-like.
Very Christ-like, you know. Mm-hmm. And you know, Rick Joyner says that because of the oppression of the African-American in America, that God would bring a major move of God through African-American people. And I could see why. And,
sure.
And so, but anyway, so they call the police on Derek. And in that, the police officer comes out. And luckily, you know, by God's grace, the police officer was encountered Derek and us when we were in the wilderness, one of the Next Step Father Son camping trips. And he knew Derek instantly, where she didn't know him after 5 years of sitting together. This officer that has seen him once.
Right. At the camping trip and had activities with him the whole entire time.
Right, right.
He recognized him and knew him in that one encounter. And she's been with him 5 years worshiping and didn't even know, sitting in the same pew, and didn't even know him.
Exactly. Exactly. And so, you know, with that, you know, so anyway, the police officer, you know, he said, can't believe it. And he has to tell her for 5 years he sat beside her, and she called the police on him.
Mm-hmm.
And that God's revealing something here.
Mm-hmm.
And because this couple wanted to get married in the church they were attending, you know, on a here and there basis, I guess, that and, you know, it's a small little church. I mean, it's just not a little building. It's not like some. You
right.
know. And they said that we weren't going to marry you. Oh my goodness! You know, this spirit. This is called a racist spirit. This mm-hmm. is a spirit that is wrong. You know, it's evil, and it's going to divide the body of Christ. If any time right now we need to gather around Jesus mm-hmm. and accept all the fullness of the body of Christ. As a matter of fact, you had a couple encounters. I remember. John, yourself in a traditional situation, what was that?
I did. You know, I ushered for several years at a traditional church that I was at, and we had these blue blazers, so we were able to be, you know, you stick out, you know. And one night, I didn't happen to have my my blazer on, and I'm trying to walk into the building, into the church building there, mm-hmm. and the usher didn't even recognize me. He didn't want to let me into the church building. So I'm standing stupefied in the front door thinking,
right.
I called him by name. Uh-huh. You know, I don't want to call him by name now, but I called him by name and says, hey, you know, hello, don't you remember me?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Almost embarrassing.
Yeah.
And he just made these kind of excuses where I just couldn't get in. I'm thinking, you've got to be kidding me.
Right.
You got to be kidding me. And right. so I just walked off, but it's just sad.
Yeah.
It's just sad. I mean, it's one, if you don't know God, if you don't know God, right? But if you're claiming to know God and you're listening, right? That's what we need to hear and do, not hear, right? We
right.
need to hear God's word mm-hmm. and apply it to our lives.
Mm-hmm.
But that was wrong, and that's been happening for a while. But like you just said earlier, you know, this morning, we need to speak up. We
yeah.
need to speak up and address
exactly
these real concerns and real tragedy. And when we do that, oftentimes it's going to bring healing.
Yeah, and that when somebody confronts it and says that it's wrong, that people very well may say, well, nobody ever really told me it was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
True.
So somebody told me that you can be a Christian, but you still can hate your brother.
Right.
right.
And then you show them that if you don't love your brother and you say you love God, you're a liar.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And then they may choose to say, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
How many people do we talk to that say, I never knew that?
That's true.
Right.
I never knew that. They've been been gathering with some sure. traditional expression for 10, 20 years.
Yeah.
Or that stronghold's never been challenged or never been addressed. Yeah. It's like, oh, yeah.
Well, so many things. I mean, so many things about God. That's just one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a serious indictment, you know, that racism in the world's one thing. That's the world. The world's going to have all these kind of issues.
Right.
But in the church, you know, Jesus is not white, first of all.
Right.
You have to understand that. And the body of Christ is made up of all of us, you know, all the different. He says in Revelations, he talks about all the nations,
mm-hmm.
you know, every tribe, every tongue,
Mm-hmm.
every nation is gathered around him. And so all of us are together, Right. And we have to understand that it's e pluribus unum for the church. Though we're many, we're one. And there's it's bigger than you. It's bigger than your Mississippi town, you know?
Yeah. And if God allows you by his grace with, you know, with unrepentant stronghold, you'll be surprised who you're sitting next to in the great banquet. You'll be surprised.
That's right.
And that marriage supper of Lamb, who you'll be sitting with. So we need to work this out right here, you know, while we have some time left and on our knees with God and getting our heart right.
Well, my concern is this. If Jesus said, if John's writing in 1 John, he says, you know, if you say that you love me and you don't love your brother, you're a liar.
That's right.
You know, faith without works is dead. Can dead faith save you? Can lying love save you?
Right. That's like English. Isn't that plain?
Yeah. Well, that's the whole thing is that you got to get this right. You got to get this right. And the article in The Torch, just so you can hear Derek tell it himself, is racism in the traditional church still? It's a question. Is it still in the traditional church? And it's the world. It's of the world, and we don't bring that into the church.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the big thing about the black pastor in Louisiana that became over the Southern Baptist Coalition. Because I believe that was originally founded because of racism. Mm-hmm. That was a wing of the Baptist church that said we want to go the way of slavery. And now it has an African-American leader president over it, which is very significant.
Sure.
And that just happened.
That's wild.
It's over 100 years, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Something like 100 years.
Yeah, and it's time to root out, you know, racism. And we can't get together. And listen, when we start loving each other, we can begin to hang out together. And we don't have to just act like we're friends. We can be friends and be brothers in the Lord. And sisters in the Lord, we're going to need each other. Times are about to get rough.
That's right.
And you're going to need to know who's God's and who's not God's. You're going to need to know who's your brother and who's not. You know, if they're going to lower you out a window in a basket, you want to make sure who's holding the rope. Yeah. Somebody, you know what I'm saying? Because I know that couple would not let anybody in that church lower them out like Paul was being lowered out of a basket.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure I wouldn't. If I was them, I wouldn't trust anybody to hold that rope.
I know that's right.
You know what I'm saying?
What was it? Remember what Dr. King said? And this was back in the 60s. The most divided. I don't know if I have the right quote, but the most divided hour in the country is supposedly that Sunday morning
at 11 o'clock. It's something like that.
11 o'clock, and it's like, wow. You know, are we still? That was said in the '60s. Are we still talking about this?
Right. And so you have two things going on. We're coming to the end of the extra hours. One is you have the generation like Tiandre that you know I can relate to that says, "What are you even really? You're just ignorant." And then you have the other aspect of that. This is real. And we can't wink at it. We have to understand this is evil. That's somebody hating on Jesus. Mm. Yeah, somebody rejecting somebody based off their epidermis, their skin ethnicity. It's like, come on, dude. You just revealed the fact of how many brain cells you don't have. Isn't it funny, though, how the ones that do feel that way, you start thinking like, you don't even have an IQ. I don't understand why would you even think that way? You know, but they do. It's a spiritual stronghold. That's what you wrestle not against flesh and blood. But against spiritual wickedness. We need to lift up Charles and Tiandre and this pastor, you know, and that he would just get courage to do what's right, to stand up. Now the world is going to watch him, and he's going to have to make a decision to say, I was wrong that I chose to follow these people instead of follow God, and repent publicly, and God can honor that, and start new with Charles and Tiandre. Wouldn't that be beautiful? That'd be a beautiful story. So you need to pray for him. Lift them up, and we need to pay attention and not take lightly what was just been revealed to us is being revealed. You know, this racism, spirit of racism in the church.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.